You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And at 3:04, we welcome you into the gym class here on KGYM on this Friday, the eve of All Hallows Eve. Does that make any sense? Buttons? It's shaky. Shaky at best. Scott Unash with you from our studios here on the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Tomorrow's Halloween. Happy Halloween. Be safe out there, everybody. And do the best you can for the kids out there as we work through the COVID-19 edition of Halloween. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, your mobile app at kgymradio.com, stream, and your smart speaker as well. A lot to get to in the program. Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com will join us, and we will discuss Iowa Northwestern coming up tomorrow. Of course, you can catch the Before the Boom pregame show at 12:30 on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, as well as 106.3 FM. Kickoff slated for around 2:35 from Kinnick Stadium on ESPN. Iowa State, Kansas coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the world of college football, a little bit about the NFL as well. We've got Iowa State at 9 o'clock tomorrow on 1600 AM. Along with 102.3 FM. Cyclones, a 4-touchdown prohibitive favorite as they take on the winless, Les Miles-led Kansas Jayhawks. So that's what we have college football-wise in the state of Iowa coming up tomorrow. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone number as well. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. How much candy should I buy? I mean, should I treat it as usual? Should I just set a bunch of candy outside and let the kids grab whatever? Should I shut my light off and not participate? What are you going to do?
Well, we bought some candy, about the usual usual batch. Where we are kind of located, we don't get a lot of walk up. I think we'll get a few more from the neighbors this year. And I think we'll just safely hand out the candy as well we can. And if somebody comes around, we'll give them candy.
Pretty much per usual, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to be right there handing them to. I may have a little, kind of like a drive-through deal, hand it out. So don't have to get real close or anything like that. But yeah, we'll make do with what we have here in 2020.
Thanks for the advice. 319-366-1600. What are you going to do out there? Well, that's not the main topic of our show today. Come on.
No, Iowa Northwestern, college football, high school football. Two good ones coming your way tonight that we'll have for you here at KGYM. We'll get to the high school football night, round number 3 of the playoffs, and some really, really good matchups around the state of Iowa and in eastern Iowa. Our games tonight beginning at 6:45 for you here on KGYM, 107.5 FM, as well as the stream, the smart speaker mobile app. We'll just say the Gym OT. We will have for you number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie at Cedar Rapids Kennedy from Kingston Stadium. Myself and John Hegarty will be on the call for that one. And then it'll be Miles and Gary from Spartan Stadium in Solon, the 2A third rounder, as it will be 6-rated Solon entertaining the Independence Mustangs in that one. Winners advance to the quarterfinals and two steps away tonight from the Dome in Cedar Falls, and we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a little bit. Want to start things off, though, with not good news, Mark, as far as the state of Iowa is concerned here in 2020, and not sure if this is a byproduct of 2020, coronavirus, what have you, but it is now an official designation, the 2021. We already knew that the IndyCar Series was not coming back to the Iowa Speedway. several other NASCAR-owned smaller series. We're also not including the Iowa Speedway on their schedule today. The Xfinity Series released their 2021 schedule, and usually two trips to the Iowa Speedway, none this year. So looks right now, at least, there will not be racing 2021 at the Iowa Speedway. The Speedway did put out a statement. Just to read that for you, the 2021 NASCAR Xfinity Series schedule was recently released, and unfortunately, it does not include a stop at Iowa Speedway. In addition, while the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series dates for 2021 have yet to be announced, it is not anticipated that the track will host a race in that series either. This change is by no means a reflection of our fans' support. We appreciate your patience and dedication. And they go on more about how you can get refunds or whatnot. I'm not sure what the future is as far as the Iowa Speedway and Newton is concerned. The racers love it. Drivers love it. It's a very competitive track. It had a couple of sterling years when it first opened. Crowds have kind of gone down since then. A lot of people talking about the fact that it should be given a Cup Series event. I think we've crossed that bridge already. Not going to happen with the vicinity of the Iowa Speedway to the Kansas Speedway. That's one of the big factors, as well as just infrastructure and whatnot. But you hate to see this happen. It's a beautiful facility, well run, and like I said, I'm not sure what the future is going to hold.
Yeah, as you know, Iowa is not exactly the mecca of professional sports. This was a crown jewel for Iowa to have IndyCar racing and Infinity racing, and now it's going away. The revenue, as you mentioned, had been going down. I think COVID-19 has contributed to that, and it's very unfortunate. I mean, this is not, you know, an old track by any means, and as you mentioned, the racers love it. The fans loved it. But here we are. And to not have racing at Newton is going to be a shame. Because what do we don't have any major professional sports in Iowa. We have a lot of minor league sports. But this is really a blow, I think.
It is. And it's not that the place is going to be bulldozed tomorrow or anything like that. At the very least, it's going to be used more than likely as a test track because you cannot, I know as far as the IndyCar series for sure is concerned, you cannot test at a track that is on the schedule. You may see a little bit of IndyCar testing there. Same thing, I believe, as far as NASCAR is concerned. You may see a little bit of testing there as well. Maybe they'll try it again in 2022 if somebody comes in. They find a buyer for the track, who knows? But, you know, a lot of people commenting the fact that Newton and Iowa Speedway came when Newton was in bad economic shakes. If you recall, the Speedway was built just as Newton was losing Maytag. And the economic impact that the Iowa Speedway brought to that particular area was immediate and was basically a lifeline. And you hate to see that economically as well, but the NASCAR crowds have really gone down. IndyCar, not too bad, but it did not help things. It, not this year. This year's race was pushed off a little bit, had less than a full house because of COVID, and then the 2019 race had all the rain problems and was pushed to basically overnight. That race got done, I think, at 2 in the morning. Or something like that. It's just too bad.
Combination of factors, that's for sure. And this, you know, Iowa Speedway has been a venue for multiple concerts as well.
Yeah,
I think it's a cool place to watch a concert. I've been there for a concert or two. I'll be interested to see what the future of the Speedway is. But as of right now, it's going to be dark during racing season.
Yeah. 319-366-1600-1527. How did the Iowa Speedway lose all its momentum? Is it dead? I don't think it's dead yet. Probably this year, as I mentioned, is probably going to be more of a test track in 2021. If everything somewhat gets back to somewhat of a look of normalcy. They need somebody to step up and buy it. NASCAR stepped up a few years ago, but that was more of a stopgap situation. And is somebody going to step up and buy it right now? I don't know. That remains to be seen, how that ever plays out. 3166, put some dirt on the track and host some big dirt races and inviting some NASCAR drivers like their elders did with Pre-Life to the Dream at Eldora. Nothing is out of the realm, but that's a pretty big dirt track. Let's just say that. Not sure. You wouldn't be able to run a weekly event there. But, hey, everything's in the running right now, I believe, as far as Iowa Speedway. But it's a sad day. It is. It's a sad day, and it's a sad state economically for the state of Iowa as well.
Well, no question about it. And, you know, you can't make any money off test driving. So what's going to sustain the facility? I don't know right now if they're bleeding money as we think they are. It just doesn't bode too well right now.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Earlier today, Mark, we had a state cross country in class 4A going off at Fort Dodge. And how about in class 4A, you've got Michael Paulette of Linmar finishing fifth in the girls, her third top five finish, that according to Jeff Linder. The two champions, Johnston wins in the girls' side, and first time you've heard this school in a long, long time, Sioux City North gets the boys' championship in Class 4A. How about that?
Yeah, North has not won many state championships in recent years. I remember them winning a couple boys' basketball titles, but that's been several years, too.
Yeah, yeah. 3A is coming up in just a little bit, and then 2A and 1A will go off tomorrow. We're going to talk to Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com. We will visit with him in about 5 minutes or so and talk Iowa and Northwestern. But we've got that. We've got Kansas and Iowa State, as we mentioned, coming up tomorrow. We've got COVID news today, Mark, out of the Big Ten. You've got Illinois with a few positive cases today. And also in the NFL, Denver Broncos and the Minnesota Vikings facing at least one player with positive tests as far as COVID-19 is concerned. Nothing has changed as far as the Illinois situation with their game coming up tomorrow. But I guess we go hour by hour, don't we?
Well, certainly so, and we've talked about the Wisconsin situation, and naturally, Wisconsin and Illinois played, Illinois getting some positive tests, and the assumption, maybe rightfully, maybe not, is that the Illinois contracted the virus from Wisconsin players during the game. There's no proof of that. It hasn't happened in the NFL. I don't believe it's substantiated in high school football. Maybe Illinois players were infected before Wisconsin players.
Who knows?
You don't know. And to draw the assumption that infections were passed during the game, maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. Illinois scheduled to host Purdue tomorrow in Champaign. That's an 11 o'clock start on the Big Ten Network. Of course, coming up tonight, Friday night, Big Ten football, as it'll be the Gophers and the Terps from College Park, Maryland, coming up tonight. Somebody's going to get their first victory, and I think we'll find out a little bit more about these two teams tonight, Mark, especially, I think especially more so for Maryland. Are they really as bad as they looked against Northwestern last Saturday night?
Well, no question about it, and that really, you know, and we're going to talk about it on Before the Boom, when Northwestern drilled Maryland by 40 points, the immediate question was, is Northwestern that good, or is Maryland that bad? I think it's the latter, but we're going to find out as Minnesota goes on the road tonight, and Right now, the Gophers are a 19-point favorite over the Terps.
Gophers looked really bad defensively last week. They've got to pick that side of the ball up quite a bit. And the same thing goes. Maryland gave up 325 yards rushing last week. So perhaps a high-scoring game is on tap tonight at the land of the turtle. We'll have to wait and see about that. 319-366-1600. Going to talk with Tom Cakert, as we mentioned. And also coming up, we'll take a look at the high school football schedule for tonight. We'll take a look at that. We'll take a look more at the college football schedule as well coming up for tomorrow. And there were some postponements. We got North Texas and UTEP besides Wisconsin and Nebraska. Also not going to be played this weekend will be Marshall and Florida International. 19th rated Marshall, by the way. The undefeated Thundering Herd at 5-0. So I watched some late night Thursday night football last night. Fresno State and Colorado State. Yeah, Fresno didn't look bad. Did not look bad last night.
You know, the Mountain West and other teams out west are starting play much as the Big Ten. And we're going to have late night football. We did last week, and you mentioned that game, and we'll have more of it on Saturday.
And the Atlanta Falcons, are they the best 2-6 team in the history of the National Football League?
I don't think they're that bad a football team. Beat Carolina last night, and I know only because I'm a Bear fan, the Bears had to come from behind to beat Atlanta. Atlanta was having problems holding on to leads for a couple, three games.
Or falling on onside kicks.
I don't think it's a horrible football team, but your record says volumes.
Yeah. All right, 321. Mark and I are going to take a break. We're going to come back. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, will join us. We'll talk Iowa and Northwestern, and we'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class on this Friday right here on KGYM.
They've disappeared in droves. 30,000 Iowa jobs in 2 decades, all lost to outsourcing. And the same corporate special interests that are taking our jobs to China and Mexico have funded Joni Ernst's campaign. Why? Maybe because Ernst voted to protect tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. That's right. Instead of protecting us, Ernst rewarded companies that lay us off. Ernst even voted to kill a bipartisan measure to provide job retraining for American workers. And during the pandemic, Ernst voted for a $500 billion slush fund for corporate special interests, like the ones funding her campaign, which would hand our tax dollars to CEOs as they laid off even more workers. If we want to keep Iowa jobs in Iowa, we need to keep Joni Ernst out of Washington. Paid for by DSCC, dscc.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
When we first came here, we missed my food from home. I thought Jamaican food would work really well.
We're talking with Robert McLean about his big dream. Midwest One Bank got him started with a home equity loan, checking, credit cards, a commercial real estate loan, and more.
Midwest One Bank make it very easy for me to get a loan.
Robert now owns a restaurant.
And I decided to call it Island Vibes. And people line up, and they love our food. Come to Island Vibes.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything. Camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
Back at 3:24 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM as we get ready for the weekend. Looks good tomorrow as far as the weather is concerned. As Mark said, 60 degrees right around there anyway, probably around kickoff time, but there will be a pretty stiff wind out of the south. They're calling for 15 to 20 miles per hour. Next week looking very nice as well. Very first week of November weather, but it remains to be seen anyway. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Iowa Northwestern coming up tomorrow. We've got Before the Boom at 12:30 for you on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM for you. And we're going to discuss Iowa Northwestern and other Hawkeye events. Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Follow him at Hawkeye Report on Twitter. Does a fantastic job. Joins us on this Friday. And we were talking earlier, Tom, about trick-or-treating anyway. It's going to be different this year, handing out candy. Are you handing out candy or not handing out candy?
Oh, we're absolutely handing out candy. But, you know, the sad thing is, I'm going to miss it because I'll be working.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Well, my kids are older now, so they are done. My daughter might trick-or-treat, but she's, you know, kind of on the cusp as a 12-year-old of no longer participating, and it's not cool anymore to do it. So my son well past doing that. So, but I still enjoy handing out the candy and seeing all the neighborhood kids and seeing everybody. And so I'm going to miss it. Kind of stinks this year.
Yeah, I know. And I do too. I enjoy that, I think, more now that the kids are grown and way beyond that anyway. Before we get to the game, I wanted to ask you first off, we've been, as sports fans, watching, you know, games, whether it be the NBA, the NHL in a bubble. We've been watching college football so far through October 30th with empty stadiums or mostly empty stadiums. Maybe with the thought in our mind, that looks weird, but I think it's finally going to really hit home for a lot of people tomorrow when they see an empty Kinnick, basically an empty Kinnick Stadium for an Iowa football game.
Yeah. This weekend, and it was weird. I jokingly told a friend of mine, I've said, I'm like, yeah, but I've been to a half empty Purdue many times. So, it doesn't jar you as much, I guess, but you know, it'll hit me. I'm sitting there watching it. And then, you know, at the end of the first quarter, when everybody would be up waving and everything, there's just, you know, like 1,000 people in the stands and the guys on the field who'll be doing the waving this year. And it's just going to be strange to, Kinnick, but you know, I'm telling people all the time, like, at least we're getting Iowa football. At least we're getting Big Ten football. And that's a positive, even if it is without fans.
You know, Caker sounds like a Kit Kat bar kind of guy to me, for what it's worth. But at any rate, Tom, evaluating the first week, not only from an Iowa standpoint, losing in the last couple minutes, but we've talked already about that 43-3 win for Northwestern over Maryland. And was it an indication of the Cats are really good or Maryland is really bad? It's all hard to figure out at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? We'll find out a little bit more about which one of those things is true probably tonight when Maryland hosts Minnesota, who struggled a little bit in their first game of the year against Michigan. You know, if Maryland comes out and really stinks tonight, then I think we can conclude, yeah, Northwestern's probably better than they were last year. How could they be any worse offensively, frankly? But maybe it's more about Maryland just, you know, being garbage than Northwestern being this, team that's going to contend for a Big Ten West championship this year.
Yeah. Well, this Northwestern team, obviously, you mentioned the big difference, at least through one game, is on the offensive side of the football. They've got a terrific quarterback or transfer in Peyton Ramsey. Looks to be the perfect fit for Northwestern, and hence probably why he came to Evanston anyway. But he's got Bowser, he's got Anderson. They've got a couple of good receivers, a brand new tight end. This is not Northwestern of 2019, certainly. This team can move the football.
No, it's not. It's a much better offense. Peyton Ramsey, and I think we saw this past weekend why Peyton Ramsey decided to leave Indiana, because Michael Penix is pretty good at quarterback, and Ramsey wasn't going to get an opportunity to play this year. But he gives him some stability. Last year, it was just a mess there with Hunter Johnson and Aiden Smith, and you know, Trent Green's kid got hurt, so he couldn't play. And they just couldn't move the ball. They just couldn't do anything offensively. But they've got, you know, they ran for 325 yards against Maryland last week, and that jumps off the page at you right away. So and you look at Iowa last week, what happened in the second half, they couldn't stop the run against a, you know, I think probably everyone would describe it as a pretty average running game from Purdue with Xander Horvath. So it's Iowa's going to have to tighten up that rush defense this week for sure.
You kind of touched on it there with Iowa's inability, excuse me, Tom, to defend the rush in that second half. Excuse me again. Overall, how do you think Iowa played?
I thought they played okay. I didn't think they – the thing that I'm kind of curious about with this Iowa team, and I was curious about it last week, and it's going to be a kind of a work in progress, is Iowa relies so much on technique, practice, repetition to become, you know, a good football team. And they had the glaring, you know, mistakes where missed tackles or false starts, things that you don't normally see from an Iowa team. You don't see Iowa with 10 penalties for 100 yards. And those are things that show up when you don't have the normal training, when you don't have the normal practice sessions. They didn't have spring practice. They missed out on 15 practices. Kirk Ferentz said after the game they really only had one scrimmage. They normally, between spring and fall, would have probably had four scrimmages where you can work out some of those kinks. So, you know, that shows up. You look at Northwestern. Northwestern had 12 spring practices, and they have a new offensive coordinator, had a new quarterback. So they were able to iron out some of those kinks a little bit, or at least get a little more comfortable with things with some spring practice. And I think that showed up in their performance.
Tom Caker, the Hawkeye Report, joining us here on Gym Class on KGYM. What parts, at least after the Purdue game, of the Iowa football team were you surprised pleasantly by, and what part needs work?
I think the run game was pretty good. When Iowa runs for 195 yards, you can usually put one in the a number in the left column there for W, because Iowa just, you know, when they're over 100 yards, it's almost a lock that they're, or 150 yards, it's a lock that they're going to probably win the game, and they didn't. So it was kind of strange, but I liked what I saw from, you know, even though they had the two fumbles, I liked what I saw from Goodson. I liked what I saw from Sargent. I liked what I saw from Ivory Kelly Martin. So they've got three really good running backs, and that offensive line was opening some holes for them. Even on the drive that Sargent fumbled on, he had runs of 20 and 13 yards in that drive, and, you know, on four carries, you know, two of those were explosive run plays. So I really think the run game looks pretty good so far. Now, we don't know how good Purdue is, and this will be a much bigger test against a Northwestern defense with Patty Fisher, who's there for like his 15th year, I think, at middle linebacker for the Wildcats.
Tom, one of the reasons I was looking forward to talking with you today is from a recruiting standpoint. There are those that have opined that the racial issues that came to the surface in the summer are going to have an impact in Iowa football recruiting. You have mm-hmm. your ear to the ground in that regard. Has it and will it?
Well, you can base it on one thing that, at least for one kid, it certainly did. He put it in a statement, Jordan Ododuken, who said that, you know, the racial element of things led to his second decommitment from Iowa. So it certainly did with him. I think the thing that we're trying to figure out with recruiting right now is everything is just on hold. And I think that really hurts Iowa because now the only thing that kids are seeing is just what they're seeing. They can't come to campus. They can't sit down and say, the coaches can't show them, hey, it's really not like that here. Things are better. Things are good, because they can't get them to come to campus because nobody can visit anywhere right now. So I think from that aspect of things, it is really hamstringing Iowa to try to kind of reframe the narrative out there about the racial elements within the program. And that's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with until these restrictions on recruiting visits are lifted by the NCAA.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Scott, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Tom, two players decided to enter the transfer portal, both freshmen, sure. this week, and running back and linebacker, as you know. Is there any yep. indication that the racial issues were part of that, or was it playing time and the fact that they missed their warm climates in Alabama and Florida, respectively?
Yeah, that's a really good question, mm-hmm. and an obvious one to ask, because both of them are African-American. So Shedrick Bird, from what I've been told, he has fallen behind Gavin Williams, the young running back from Central Iowa, who's a true freshman this year. So he was probably fifth on the depth chart right now. So I think that's probably the motivation for him to leave, is that he was just kind of falling behind another running back and an in-state kid and wants to play. I had heard in August that Yahweh Judy was thinking about maybe opting out this year. There's some of the COVID stuff and being away from home and just not being comfortable were kind of weighing on his mind. So him leaving isn't a total shock. I would have thought maybe he would have just said, you know what, I'm not going to play this year. But just everything I've heard is that maybe he just wants to get back down to Miami and be closer to family.
Yeah. You can make a pretty good argument, Tom, that this has been the most fun series that Iowa has played, and maybe the most exciting over the last decade or so. I mean, these two teams are even Steven over the last handful of years anyway, over the last decade or so, and yeah. I don't expect anything different tomorrow.
Yeah, it's always an interesting game and kind of mirror image type of, you know, and you don't think of Pat Fitzgerald was a long-term coach, but he's the second longest tenured coach in the Big Ten behind Kirk Ferentz. This is like two old relics from the past that, you know, run their programs a little bit differently, but a lot alike in terms of their expectations for their programs. And, you know, I think Fitz has even said he kind of models some of the stuff after Iowa and the way they do things. And Fitz is bitter at Iowa after the broken leg thing. And, you know, he'll never fully admit it, but I've talked to some Northwestern people who have told me that the Iowa game always means a little bit more to Fitz because of that broken leg his senior year.
Tom, let's register your vote in our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Will Iowa beat Northwestern, yes or no?
Yes, I do. I think they're going to this is almost – you know, guys, with the shortened schedule this year, eight regular season games, if you're starting 0-2, you're out. And especially when mm-hmm. two divisional games, you're basically, your chances of getting to Indianapolis are done. You're still going to get that ninth game, but it's just not going to be the game you want to be in. So I think Iowa, you know, the old adage that you make your biggest improvement from game one to game two. And I think you'll see some growth from Iowa. I think you see a more settled Spencer Petras, who I thought played pretty well, but just you know, early was a little nervous. I think he's going to have a good game. I do think that wind's going to be a big factor too. So, you know, throwing the ball might be a little more limited, and I kind of see Amir Smith-Marset. He wasn't himself. I think he's going to have a big game on Saturday.
That would help. It would help, certainly. Got to talk a little basketball. Goodness. Gonzaga, Iowa, up in Sioux Falls, and now the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And I don't care if they're coming off a bad year as far as this program is concerned, but anytime you say the words North Carolina and Tar Heel basketball, that opens the eyes a little bit. And hopefully we can get this thing off the ground, and hopefully we can get a few people in Carver-Hawkeye Arena, because expectations for this men's basketball season have never been higher.
Oh, my gosh, it's so high right now, and everybody is so excited about that, you know, the game in South Dakota against Gonzaga, who may end up being the number one team in the country preseason. Iowa will be probably a top 5 to 10 in the country this year to start the year. Anytime you get North Carolina in your building, it's just, you know, it's fun. And we all know how Roy Williams has recruited the state of Iowa over the years with, you know, guys like Harrison Barnes. And we go back to the days when he was at Kansas, when he was getting Kirk Heinrich and Nick Collison. You know, we go to Marcus Page, local guy, getting him out of the state of Iowa. So, you know, anytime they can get old Huckleberry Hound into Iowa and get a chance to beat, he's got a pretty good club this year. You know, they were 14-19, I think, last year, but yep. He's got a lot of good freshmen coming in, so I think they're going to be a pretty good ball club by the end of the year.
True, I would believe that as well. By the way, nobody won today more than Lisa Bluter. If you have not seen it on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Awesome.
She was her annual Halloween costume. And if you have not seen it, she picked a good one this year.
Yeah, well, no, we shouldn't give it away because it's just so awesome. If you watched, I guess we could just say, if you watch Tiger King, you'll get it and you'll love it and you'll laugh.
And the fact that she was riding around in a golf cart on the floor of Carver-Hawkeye Arena also gave me a little chuckle as well.
Just awesome. She has such a great sense of humor, and she and you know, that entire staff, just boy, they're just such good people, and just so much fun to see stuff like that. So glad they're having some fun, because I know both the basketball teams are going through some challenges with, you know, trying to practice with masks on. That's not much fun.
No, can't be. All right, Tom, keep up the great work at Hawkeye Report. Always good talking with you, and happy Halloween to everybody.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on, guys. Always enjoy it.
All right, Tom Kakert, read his stuff at Hawkeye Report. Give him a follow at Hawkeye Report on Twitter. 3:42, we will take a break. By the way, see what Lisa Bluter did today. It was really, really good stuff. That is all over Twitter and social networking and whatnot. Take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit about the high school schedule for the football playoffs tonight and more when we return after this on KGYM.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Right now, get 11% off all Mastercraft door systems. Menards has the largest in-stock selection to choose from. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through Saturday, October 31st. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups,
hey,
eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body, and if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They used 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have, providing extreme comfort. Get Skechers new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
3:45, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as your mobile app and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Buttons on the other side of the glass here today as we take a look at tonight's high school football schedule and talk a little bit about that. Of course, a couple games coming your way tonight on KGYM, 6:45 with the pregame times. 107.5 FM, Prairie and Kennedy. They've split the last eight, 4-4. Kennedy won earlier this year in overtime. Winner moves on to the state quarterfinals coming up next Friday, and more than likely a date with number one Southeast Polk over in Greater Runnels / Altoona coming up next Friday night. We'll have that on 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. We'll have Solon entertaining Independence in a two-way third-round game coming up this evening. Some very good. This is much different, Mark, as we get deeper and deeper into the playoffs, but a much different schedule as you look at it tonight. There are some real, real dandies or barn burners shaping up around the state.
No question about it. And you and John have won with Prairie and Kennedy. Kennedy winning that one and overtime in the season opener, and the Solon game will be quite good as well. You and I talked about what a great game West Delaware and Washington, Iowa will be. And we've got three Metro teams left. Prairie and Kennedy and also Xavier will be at home against Dubuque Wallard. So really a lot of really good matchups in this round.
Yeah, and just to start off things with 4A, you've got two of the top teams in the MVC going at it as well. Hempstead at West High tonight to take on Iowa City. Winner of that one gets either Bettendorf or unbeaten Pleasant Valley. And you also have Waterloo West. They're still in it. The Wahawks will go down to Drake Stadium to take on Dowling tonight. You got Cedar Falls at Ankeny, which should be a really good matchup. And then don't sleep on, 3-4 West Des Moines Valley tonight. As they go to once-beaten Urbandale, but Valley has played a much, much stronger schedule than the Jayhawks, so we'll see how that all plays out.
Yeah, that'll be they played a very tough schedule, and that Hempstead-Iowa City-West game should be a dandy. Two of the best quarterbacks around, and Aiden Dunn from Hempstead and Marcus Morgan from Iowa City-West. Between the two, they've lost one game, and that was a Hempstead loss to Iowa City-West, of course. Missed some games, but have not lost.
No, they haven't. 3A, you mentioned Xavier is at home tonight. They will take on Dubuque Wallert in an MVC affair, if you will. Then the winner of that one is going to get Pella or Grinnell. That should be a very interesting game down at Pella coming up tonight. Could we be looking at another Pella-Xavier showdown? We've seen so many of those over the last decade or since Xavier has been a 3A team. West Delaware, Washington, Iowa, though, has to be, and that Pod D has got to be the plum in the state of Iowa. Two great quarterbacks, Willis and Voss, going at it. That is going to be a fun show down at Case Field in Washington.
No question about it. And you've got Sigourney Chiodo trying to right what they thought was a wrong last year and missing the playoffs at 8-1. They're Sigourney Chiodo 8-0 now, facing Dyersville Beckman. And it'll be fun to follow Iowa City Regina as it tries to march to another state championship. The Regals at home against a 6-2 Albernette team tonight.
Yeah, an Albernette team that's won six in a row, certainly. The Independent Solon winner is going to get the winner of the Monticello at Waukon game coming up tonight, way up in northeast Iowa. You have some Rand McNally Award candidates for road trips coming up tonight as you get to the third round of the playoffs, too. So Monticello to Waukon is not a jaunt just down the road. Mm-hmm. Certainly, but then you've got some that are, within miles of one another. Eight player, you got BGM at Montezuma, and like I said, they're not very far away from one another as well. So that's a eight player football. New London at Janesville is another one that's got a pretty good lengthy travel time put on that one. In eight-player football. We'll have all the scores tonight. Our final edition for the year of the High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up. Jeff Downing will have that for you tonight soon as our games have been completed, and that will go up through 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock coming up this evening. And, looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. And, boy, we've seen a lot of good Kennedy Prairie games over the last two or three years. And I think we're going to get another one coming up tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to steal your pregame, but what are you going to be looking for in that game?
Well, both teams run the ball extremely well. Boy, you got two of the best runners. You've got two of the top five in 4A with Max White of Kennedy, and you got Nick Pearson of Prairie. And they do it in different ways. White does it out of the quarterback spot. Of course, Prairie with their single wing. Pearson does it with a lot of the direct snaps. And it's going to be probably whichever defense steps up and maybe stops that run a little bit that's going to get the upper hand in this one coming up this evening. But there's not a whole lot that these two staffs and these two programs don't know about one another. You may see a wrinkle coming up tonight. You never know. You may see one of those exotics with the a former country singer, longtime country singer's first name attached to it. You always got to watch that when you do a Prairie game.
Yeah, Mark Bliss, the head coach, famous for that. And look forward to the call you and John Haggerty will have tonight.
Johnny Cash, we know what that one is. We saw Johnny Cash a couple years ago. We'll never forget that. But, should be a good night for high school football, and we'll have that for you coming up right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. They are racing right now in the 3A portion of the state cross-country meet, and I believe the girls are up first, and they are, as we speak, just wrapping up their race. And then the boys will go in 3A, and that will end the day up at Fort Dodge. And then the 2As and the 1As will go at it tomorrow. And first year of the two-day cross-country super meet, state meet, if you will, Mark. And like most things that have changed in 2020, I'm not so sure this may be a permanent thing. We'll have to wait and see.
Not a bad thing. And thank goodness they have good weather, actually perfect weather for running. It could be 35 and sleeting.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wait, 30 and sleeting or whatever it may be. But then we'll have football tonight, as you mentioned, and again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And look forward to it.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600.
By the way, the Detroit Tigers thanking the Chicago White Sox for hiring Tony La Russa. What do you think about that?
I will tell you in 2 years.
Well, guess what? AJ Hinch, the new manager of the Tigers, is not going to have quite the weapons at his disposal as he did with the Astros. Hinch coming off suspension for that sign-stealing scandal in 2019, coming off suspension on Tuesday, hired by the Tigers to take over for Ron Gardenhire.
Yeah, good hire. I don't think there's any doubt about it. AJ Hinch knows what he's doing. I thought he might be the manager of the Chicago White Sox next year, but the White Sox will see him in, 16 times or so next year, or how many ever games they are going to play. That's for sure. And going to take a while to turn things around as far as the Detroit Tigers are concerned, but I think they got the right guy anyway.
Yeah, and they weren't too far from being pretty competitive last year, and it's just going to be interesting in the AL Central. You got two new managers, and Tony La Russa with the White Sox, and now, AJ Hinch with the Tigers, and what that may mean, we shall say. I think the White Sox have a far better chance of success than the Tigers, but we shall see.
Yeah. College football coming up for the weekend. Just a few of the big games. We mentioned Maryland and Minnesota tonight. Not sure if that's a big game, but it is going to be your Friday night Big Tenner. Georgia goes to Lexington to take on Kentucky. The Cats coming off the win over Tennessee. Will not be a walk in the park, I think, for the Bulldogs. We'll see how that plays out. K-State goes to West Virginia. It's not a great West Virginia team, but... tough place to play. Cincinnati, seventh rated in the country, Mark, is going to host Memphis. The Cincinnati defense against the Memphis offense. We'll see how that goes. Clemson without their Heisman Trophy favorite quarterback will be hosting BC coming up tomorrow. A little bit of glitz and glamour off the annual battle between Michigan and Michigan State, though, tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Michigan State didn't look very good at all in its opener, as opposed to Michigan playing very well against Minnesota. So week two, sans Wisconsin coming up.
Yep. And who would have thought this? Rutgers and Indiana, the 17th rated Hoosiers, go to Piscataway to take on the unbeaten Rutgers Scarlet Knights in what suddenly is... suddenly is kind of a fun little potential game there.
Rutgers looked good in the opener. It really did. And that was against Michigan State. And we'll see if Rutgers can sustain the success. And actually, if Indiana can as well. Maybe not get too full of themselves of a number 17 ranking in the country, which we haven't seen very often at all.
No. Oklahoma State cannot afford a letdown. They will host the Texas Longhorns coming up tomorrow. A Texas loss would put them back to 3-3, and that is not boding well for Tom Herman, but we'll see how it plays out. Mark, happy Halloween weekend to you, and give away that candy, if you will, carefully, and we'll talk coming up on Monday and talk with Mike Colas, look back at Iowa and Iowa State, college football, high school football, and pro football.
Sounds great. Hope you and John have a great call tonight, and everybody enjoy tonight's action and into the weekend. By the way, Bears-Saints on Sunday. Okay.
Cajun Troy and you have some sort of a bet. We'll let you guys work that out. All right.
All right.
Talk to everybody tonight from Kingston, Todd and Alex, coming up next on KGYM.
Where is your haircut gone? We know you don't get out as much. You don't drive by your regular sport clips and pop in for that MVP haircut experience that is so much more than a haircut. But isn't it worth getting out for? For that legendary hot steam towel.